calls for release of Sheikh Zakzaki. Following last Tuesday's attack by the Nigerian military forces on a peaceful rally of Shia Muslims, coupled with rumours of plots by the government to murder Sheikh Ebrahim Zakzaki, the detained leader of the Islamic Movement of Nigeria, voices of condemnation have been raised against Nigerian President Muhammad Buhari. Stay with us for an article in this regard. Iran's English-language daily, Kayhan International, in its opinion editorial on Thursday, 27th of July, wrote, "The government of Nigeria, under the influence of the Wahhabis and the Zionists, has adopted a suicidal policy against its own citizens. As it continues to detain without trial, in violation of the federal court's order, the leader of the Islamic Movement of Nigeria, Sheikh Ebrahim Zakzaki, his wife and scores of Sheikh Zakzaki's followers, on Tuesday last, it again used brutal force to disrupt a peaceful rally commemorating the anniversary of the martyrdom of three of the revered Sheikh's sons and 31 members of the Islamic Movement of Nigeria on 25th of July 2014. According to reports, the third anniversary requiem for the martyrs held at Dar al-Rahma in Zaria in northern Nigeria was besieged by military forces and finally disrupted. The participants, who numbered about 10,000 and were carrying placards demanding the release of Sheikh Zakzaki, decided to disperse peacefully so as to avoid any untoward incident in view of the brutality of the Nigerian army. 15th of December 2015 was one of the darkest days in the history of Nigeria, when the Nigerian army suddenly burst upon the huge gathering on the occasion of the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, at Baqiyatullah Husseiniyah in Zaria in northern Nigeria, indiscriminately killing some 2,000 men, women and children. The holy place was razed to the ground, copies of the Holy Quran were desecrated, and Sheikh Ebrahim Zakzaki and his wife and over 100 members of the Islamic Movement of Nigeria were kidnapped. Since then, repeated calls for the release of the detainees have been turned down on one pretext or another, whilst the health of the venerable Sheikh continues to deteriorate in the absence of proper medical treatment. Recently, a plot to assassinate Sheikh Zakzaki by agents of the regime was uncovered and has led to sharp criticism of the Nigerian government by all sections of society, including Sunni Muslims of Nigeria as well as Christians. Analysts point out that the government of President Muhammad Buhari is in secret league with Boko Haram terrorists, and the reason it has adopted a hostile attitude towards Nigerian Muslims following the school of the Ahlul Bayt or Blessed Household of Prophet of Islam is the Islamic Movement of Nigeria's criticism of Takfiri seditionists. Kayhan International continued by saying, "The crime of 10 million Nigerians in the eyes of the sectarian and blighted regime is that they are Shia Muslims. Unlike the Wahhabis and the Boko Haram Takfiris, the Shia Muslims neither indulge in threats, terrorism, kidnapping and killing, nor do they attack the beliefs of their compatriots, whether Sunnis or Christians. Yet, they are discriminated against and deprived of their basic rights. This is a gross violation of justice and does not bode well for the unity of Nigeria, which despite its abundance of oil, remains a poverty-stricken, underdeveloped country." Kayhan International continued by saying, "The Nigerian government and the Nigerian military should understand that brutal suppression coupled with poisonous propaganda can neither wipe out a community that is rapidly growing nor prevent many educated and enlightened Nigerians from embracing the Shia Muslim school of jurisprudence." The Iranian newspaper Kayhan International advised President Muhammad Buhari and his uniformed buddy General Tukar Yusuf Buratai to read Islamic history and to open their eyes to events in the Muslim world, where Saudi policy, despite the backing of the United States and the Zionist regime, are facing defeat on all fronts, whether in Syria or in Iraq, and whether in Yemen, which Riyadh thought could be bombed into submission within a few weeks. Kayhan continued by saying, "It is still not late for the Nigerian government to make amends for its follies and release Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki. By doing so, it would gain the support of 10 million of its own citizens, which is not an insignificant number, since the Islamic movement of Nigeria does not pose any political threat to the country. We hope saner minds will prevail and peace and justice return to Nigeria." Meanwhile, a statement released in Zaria in northern Nigeria said, "The Islamic movement in Nigeria, the IMN, will like to draw the attention of the general public to a mischievous plot hatched by the enemies of peace in Nigeria. This latest plot, as disclosed to us by a reliable source, is a fresh attempt to kill our leader, Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki, who is currently in illegal detention in clear contempt of court judgment, and a simultaneous attack on members of the IMN in several cities of northern Nigeria." The statement said, "According to this evil scheme, the operation against the Islamic movement of Nigeria will start immediately after a crucial and highly important national announcement is made over the next few days or possibly weeks. Those who hatch the plan hope to cash in on the political uncertainty they hope the national announcement will generate to finish off their genocidal plans they started years back that culminated in the December 2015 attacks on IMN members in Nigeria. By carrying out their evil plan of killing our leader and spilling the blood of innocent civilians, they hope to exterminate the Islamic movement of Nigeria once and for all." The statement by the Islamic movement of Nigeria went on to say, "We're also aware that troops have been strategically and massively stationed in the major cities in this operation, and the operation will be carried out, waiting for the day the special announcement will be made, so that they can carry out the killing of innocent lives. We would like to call on the international community to prevail upon the federal government of Nigeria to call its security agents to order, who it seems are still not satisfied with over 1,000 souls they massacred in Zaria in December of 2015. Assassination of our leader, Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki, and murder of members of the Islamic movement of Nigeria will in no way benefit Nigeria and the people of Nigeria. We therefore urge them to urgently terminate this genocidal scheme. We will remain committed to the peaceful ways of getting justice done for the victims of Zaria massacre carried out by the Nigerian army. We will therefore reiterate our demand for the immediate release of our leader, Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki, as directed by a federal high court in Abuja." The statement by the Islamic movement of Nigeria concluded by saying, "People of goodwill, not only in Nigeria but throughout the world, are concerned about the fate of the Sheikh, who is clocking 600 days in unjustifiable detention. We want him free now, including his wife and several members of the Islamic movement of Nigeria who are currently in detention." In related news, Nigeria Christian activist Dele Sobowale Decency called for the release of both Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki and Dasuki by referring to the verdict of the federal court in Nigeria several months ago. The government is trying to ignore the court order. The activist Dele Sobowale Decency said, "Security and liberty alike demand that the government officials shall be subjected to the same rules of conduct as all other Nigerian citizens. And if the government becomes a lawbreaker, it breeds contempt for the law. It invites every man to become a law unto himself. It invites anarchy." Dele Sobowale Decency, a Nigerian activist, recalled that President Buhari's 22 months as military head of state from 31st of December 1983 to 27th of August 1985, following his seizure of power in a coup d'etat, were the most brutal years in the history of Nigeria. Now, as the elected head of state, General Muhammad Buhari has not changed at all and is the same brutal dictator. The case of the leader of the Islamic Movement of Nigeria, Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki, is a test for Muhammad Buhari's claim to sincerity, and it is evident that he has failed this test. Dele Sobowale Decency said falsehood, like a drunkard, eventually falls under its own weight, and it is clear that President Buhari carries additional baggage with regards to the two men, Zakzaki and the Biafra activist Sambo Dusaki. Rightly or wrongly, President Buhari is perceived as using his mandate to fight a sectarian battle and drawing us closer to the bloodshed in the Arab world driven by sectarian violence. Nigerians are not prepared to be part of the carnage in the Arab world. This leaves Muhammad Buhari in a quandary. He made a promise to the world last year at a London conference, and he must fulfill that promise.